IQK.
UT Mobile.
For UTV, this is KJ4YQK.
Or Victor Uniform Tango.
Okay, this is KJ4YQK. Name here is David. I live over in Dakinsville.
My name is Jamie. I live over in Tigerville up here by NGU. Have a couple of friends that live over by you.
He lives up the road from up near Table Rock.
A named Sam that lives over there by, like, just inside Pumpkin Town, right outside of you guys.
5 miles on the road from me here. Very familiar with Pumpkin Town.
What?
Corey's done around the property and out is kicking out on the deck, watching the river flow by. I live over here on Saluda River.
Good day. I'm out here driving around doing errands, picking up stuff for the house.
So this is the Icon 705 I picked up at the Lando Hamfest.
Good. I'm on FT65
Yeah, I'm pumping out maybe 5 watts of power right now because I'm on battery power. So far, I've been somewhat happy with the HF side. I normally use a Flex 6000, so nothing can compete with the Flex 6000.
HF rig set up yet. I'm actually still just working on 2 meters, just trying to figure out how much money I want to spend on a unit.
Lots of money when you start getting into the HF world. Anywhere from $300 up to $10,000.
Couple that are a little bit more expensive than that, too. So it's kind of like, do I spend a little bit of money a lot of times, or do I just go ahead and spend a lot in one shot?
For HF, the most important thing at HF is your antenna. Put most of your money in the antenna, and then you spend about a medium level on the radio.
I'm playing around right now. I'm actually looking at a unit that somebody's holding off for me. So just I gotta get it out and start playing with it and see if I'm happy with it.
Now for antenna, I ended up going for I picked up an Extreme DX antenna down there in Orlando. There, 130 feet inset dipole, and I've been very happy with that antenna. The other antenna I had before this one, the finally give it out, was a Carolina Wyndham that hit up about 55 feet.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it works very good there. It's doing just as good as Carolina Wyndham and stuff. I'm still debating on the directivity of it, and I'm thinking about putting up another antenna that go east to west. Right now, north to south, so that puts me in Europe, so my blind spots are Africa.
That sounds like it's a pretty good setup you're going to have there.
It works pretty good. I got the Flex 6000, the HF radio I use, and I have that to the computer. Do all digital data modes.
Probably way more advanced than me. I'm still working on getting the wind link and all that set up, but I need my HF rig, but I got all the other side peripherals and everything for that.
I got wind link capability too. I've just started using a program called VAR-AC, basically using protocol WinLink and stuff, and it has the WinLink email built into it, and you can play games like Battle Chess and stuff like that. It's starting to catch on.
Yeah, about Vera, just a couple weeks ago, they had a thing in our radio club.
Your program. I also do JSA is the other big digital mode I do. I like PSK, but a lot of people are not doing PSK anymore.
A little bit about that, but I don't know if I know anybody that does it.
Dave Watson, W4DJW, he does a lot of digital mode. He has a Flex 5000.
And then is the head of the most of the nets on here, right?
That's correct. He's the ugly looking one that's in charge of nets. That's a hit on him. See if he comes back on that.
Yeah, I'm getting to know people on here. I know Patrick pretty well, and he's part of that. And then there's a couple other people that I think I've met, but I can't remember what their call signs are.
General TR Tom, he's from the Midwest, that's retired here. He says he's retired. And I'm about to be retired here maybe another 5 months.
before. Actually, when I brought my radio up, my first radio check was with Tom.
Yeah, Tom's a good guy. I like Tom.
He hit me over for sweets because his wife's always cooking, but I'm afraid to go over because I'm afraid about gaining a bunch of weight if I do go over there.
She's cooking sweets now. Okay. I know she likes to cook. I didn't know she's doing sweets.
I know a couple people that go by there from time to time, and they said that her cooking's really good, and I don't want to get addicted.
I'm trying to cut back on my habit. I've been doing steak every weekend. I'm going to cook another steak tonight.
All in here at my house, so I'm going to jump off here. This is M4VUT, and I'll be clear on your final comments.
All right, fine business then. Let me get your name here real quick. The name's here, Dave.
Jamie.
Okay, that's an easy name to remember. Jamie, that's a rare name on the net here. All right, it was nice meeting you, and we'll catch you later. This is KJ4YQK.